Now I further saw that betwixt them and the gate was a river, but there was no bridge to go over. The river was very deep. At the sight, therefore, of this river, the pilgrims were much stunned. But the men that went in with them said,
"You must go through, or you cannot come at the gate."
Pilgrims then began to inquire if there was no other way to the gate, to which they answered,
"Yes, but there hath not any, save two, to wit Enoch and Elijah, been permitted to tread that path since the foundation of the world, nor shall until the last trumpet shall sound."
The pilgrims then, especially Christian, began to despond in their minds, and look this way and that. But no way could be found by them by which they might escape the river. Then they asked the men if the waters were all of a depth. They said,
"No."
Yet they could not help them in that case.
"For you shall find it deeper or shallower as you believe in the King of the place."
Then they addressed themselves to the water. Entering, Christian began to sink, and crying out to his good friend Hopeful, he said,
I sink in deep waters. Billows go over my head. All these waves go over me.
Good cheer, my brother. I feel the bottom, and it is good.
My friend, the sorrows of death have compassed me about. I shall not see the land of clothes with milk and honey.
With that, a great darkness and horror fell upon Christian, so that he could not see before him. Also here he in great measure lost his senses, so that he could neither remember nor orderly talk of any of those sweet refreshments that he had met with in the way of his pilgrimage. All the words that he spake still tended to discover that he had horror of mind and heart fears that he should die in that river and never obtain entrance in at the gate. Here also, as they that stood by perceived, he was much in troublesome thoughts of sins that he had committed, both since and before he began to be a pilgrim. It is also observed that he was troubled with apparitions of hobgoblins and evil spirits. Forever and anon he would intimate so much by words. Hopeful, therefore, here had much ado to keep his brother's head above water. Yea, sometimes he would be quite gone down. Then, ere a while, he would rise up again, half dead. Hopeful also would endeavor to comfort him, saying,
"Brother, I see the gate, and men standing by to receive us.
It is you they wait for. Oh, you've been hopeful ever since I knew you.
And so have you.
Ah, brother, surely if I was right, he would now arise to help me. But for my sins, he has brought me into the snare and has left me."
"Oh, my brother, you quite forgot the text, where it is said of the wicked, 'There are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men.' These troubles and distresses that you go through in these waters are no sign that God has forsaken you, but are sent to try you, whether you will call to mind that which heretofore you have received of his goodness, and live upon him in your distresses."
Then I saw in my dream that Christian was as in a muse of one, to whom also Hopeful added this word,
"Be of good cheer! Jesus Christ maketh thee whole!"
And with that, Christian broke out in a loud voice,
"Oh, I see him again! And he tells me, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee."
Then they both took courage. And the enemy was after that as still as a stone until they were gone over. Christian therefore presently found ground to stand upon. And so it followed that the rest of the river was but shallow. Thus they got over.